Welcome back to the Nordic China Startup Forum podcast. This is our spotlight for our international team of volunteers. Today, we are missing our normal host, Tia, but I am here instead. My name is Will. I am the community manager for China, and I am joined today by two of our Shenzhen team members who are joining us to discuss our topic, which are the shared challenges and opportunities facing China, the Nordics, and NCSF. So I'd like my guests now to introduce themselves, and we'll start with Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, William. Hi, everyone. It's my great honor to be here and great to meet you. Thank you, William, for inviting me and give me this opportunity to share some of my feelings and ideas regarding to NCSF and other topics related to what we do in NCSF.
Yes, thank you, Jenny. And would you tell me a little bit about your role in NCSF and a little about your professional or academic background?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm Jenny, one of the co-heads of Shenzhen NCSF team, and I joined NCSF in 2020 as a matchmaking manager. Now we call it a business manager for our flagship event, High Tech Week. I majored in international economic and trade and took my master in the UK and majored in investment banking and finance. I had work and study experience in India, the UK, and Thailand. And apart from NCSF, I work in a governmental agency focusing on rights and interest protection for foreign invested companies in Shenzhen. Therefore, I got chances to know many foreign invested companies, including Nordic companies in Shenzhen here. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jenny, for that introduction. And we are also joined by Jessica. Jessica, would you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role in NCSF and your professional or academic background?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Willem, and hi, everyone. Thank you for inviting me here. My name is Jessica Dai, and currently I'm acting new event manager in NCSF Shenzhen. Now I am a gap year student who just finished an internship at Jingdong.com and is planning to pursue my master's degree in UK this year. By acting as the event manager of NCSF Shenzhen, I believe my wish of accumulating further experience in sustainable community operation can be satisfied through developing, designing, and preparing for the related events. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Jessica, and thank you, Jenny. We're going to jump into our question segment now, and we'll begin with, what are some of the challenges that face the Nordics and China that NCSF can help with through our community platform?
Well, this is a very good question. And I prefer to take a look at some of the social issues here. And I would like to talk a bit about the aging problem particularly. During the COVID-19, I read from time to time that in some countries, the vulnerable aging group has always been at a disadvantage in front of medical resources shortage, and some of them even got abandoned. This is really heartbroken, and this example shows that if the society cannot give more care to the elders, the aging challenges may turn into tragedies at any time. And according to data released by the Chinese government in 11th of May and forecast data of the United Nations in 2019, by 2025, the proportion of China's population over 65 will reach 14%, thus entering the super aging society. China's working age population will also peak and then enter a period of decline. So from the perspective of challenges, population aging will reduce the supply of labor force, increase the burden of family pension and the pressure of basic public service supply. And we know that France was the first that became in Asian country. In 1864, Sweden and Norway also have very large Asian groups. In the next 50 years, all major economies in the world will enter the stage of super aging society, and therefore, demographic change is one of the most urgent problems that not only China, but many densely populated developing countries should also take into consideration. However, to many developing countries, including China, aging problem is nothing that we are so familiar with that we need to borrow experience and technology from developed aging countries, and Nordic countries are somehow one of the best examples that we can learn from. So, as a bridge connecting the Nordic and Chinese companies, I think we can provide a very good platform for countries to have a deep exchange and cooperation in terms of technology and many other aspects.
Yeah, so Jessica, from your perspective, what are some challenges that face the Nordics and China that NCSF can help with through our community platform?
Well, I would like to talk about national stereotype here. Well, back to 5 or 10 years ago, according to our founder of our organization, Huang, who has some surveys and investigations with Nordic companies before, when they try to expand their global markets, they won't think of China the first time because a lot of their understanding of China is still stuck in the past. So, a part of MCSF's mission is to build a bridge of Nordic and China to break this stereotype and create more understanding and cooperation from culture, customs to business. Especially when some of the Nordic corporations want to access Chinese markets, they don't know who to ask or how to do. In this case, MCSF will could help them to connect with the Chinese government and investors. We will have some specific projects like Hotel Weeks to organize some pitching events and accelerate transnational investment.
All right, my final question for the two of you. What actions can NCSF take as students and young professional-led organization to help in finding solutions for these global challenges? Jenny, what is your perspective on this?
Okay. As I mentioned earlier about the aging problem, so I think my answer may be related to the same topic. I believe that the trend of population aging is irreversible, and I believe that technology is the very essential tool that we need to consider about to tackle with decreasing birth rate and aging society. So we need technology to empower elder people with greater capacity in terms of physical and mental health, keep the economy running efficiently and smoothly, even though the number of working labor is falling. And we also need technology to maintain society, social efficiency, and many other aspects. So we will have more regular online and offline events in this topic and invite experts and technology companies in this field to share with their ideas, present their products and services, and discuss about solutions. We should recognize that the aging of the population has promoted the development of the silver economy, expanded the consumption of products and services for the elderly, and helped to promote technological progress. All of this opens up new opportunities. I see a huge potential market in this field. So through NCSF, we can bring more companies together, match them with local partners, and help their technology be applied to the right markets and people in need. And secondly, aging society may bring gender inequality, imbalance of healthcare resources, distributions, and many other issues. As a young professional-led organization, I think that we have this responsibility in raising public's awareness and give more care to the elders and many other minority groups through our social media platforms and other activities. So through the accumulation of experience and resources, we believe that NCSF will have more and more social influence to promote public's awareness and build an elder-friendly society. To get the community more involved and thinking about the aging challenge, Shenzhen team will consider about holding an event on aging technology in July or August. Yeah, that's our plan. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jenny. Jessica, do you want to add any thoughts on this one?
Well, thanks for this question. As organization, we do care about sustainable development goals, and therefore we will arrange some SDG call for actions campaigns with like-minded nonprofit organizations or government, for example, Nordic Embassy, to raise awarenesses from enterprise to individuals. Now, environmental topics is popping up in our everyday conversation. In order to reverse the environmental conditions, China has taken an active approach with the aim to reduce greenhouse gas emissions per unit of gross domestic product by 60% to 65% from 2005 levels, and to increase the share of non-fossil fuels in energy consumption by 20% by 2030. So following this change, MCSF have published a series of clean tech events and organized the first webinar on May 28th, this Friday. Well, this time we invited experts and entrepreneurs from top research center of the world, like Stockholm Environment Institute and Tsinghua University, to give a policy interpretation of China's carbon peak and neutrality goals. Also, we will have a panel discussion of the business opportunities behind China's green transformation. So if you're interested in it, please follow our LinkedIn and register to join. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jessica. I think it's important that we take moments to recognize that, you know, our volunteers that make this organization run, almost all of them are students or young professionals who, you know, they're busy, they have lots of things on their mind, and they care about these issues that affect all of us, but they're also here to learn and grow. And that's a big part of what we want NCSF to be for everyone, is an opportunity to take on challenges of their own and to take on some of the responsibility and the opportunity that is required to build an organization like NCSF. And of course, Jenny and Jessica, you two are a big part of that. For one of our, you know, most, one of the teams we rely on the most during high tech weeks in particular. So I want to thank you for that.
Inviting me here, and don't forget to join our CleanTech webinar on 28th May, this Friday, if you're interested in our event.
Yes, thank you, Jessica, and again, thank you, Jenny. Any final thoughts from either of you before we wrap up the podcast?
So again, thank you, William, for inviting me and Jessica to this podcast. And also, I would like to thank all our listeners who show their interest in NCSF, and any of you who wants to have a closer connection with us, please feel free to contact us at any time. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jenny. And for more information about NCSF, you can find us on LinkedIn, WeChat, and at ncsf.io. Please send us a message to learn more about our online webinars, in-person meetups, and our High Tech Weeks program. High Tech Weeks 2021 is officially underway, and we greatly appreciate hearing from startups and scale-ups operating in the Nordics that are looking for opportunities to lay the groundwork for future expansion in China. Thank you again to our guests. Jenny and Jessica from the Shenzhen team, and to you for listening to this podcast. This has been the Nordic China Startup Forum podcast.